You know, if they ask me what grades you should get for chapel, I'll tell them give them an A+. Amen. Now, we have a table in back, and after the service, you can come back, and we'd be happy to give you some of the information about Christian Radio International. We have a prayer card. We need the prayers, and you need the practice, okay? So get a prayer card to pray for us. If you want to sign up to get our broadcaster every month, we send a broadcaster out talking about what is going on. And this one just happens to be Turn It Off. You'll hear a little bit about it in the message today. But we talk about what's going on in the world, and it is amazing. So you can sign up for that. And if you're loaded with money, we can use it, okay? Because we cost us about $100,000 to build a station, and then $1,500 to $2,000 at least to bare bone operate it 24 hours a day. 7 days a week. So if you're loaded, fine. We'll take your money and use it for the Lord's service. I'm thrilled to be here with you this morning. I don't know if you know what time it is. And I'm not talking about 11:23 and 22 seconds. I'm talking about what time it is on God's calendar. Folks, if we're not close to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't know anything. I mean, we are getting there. Now, I thought the Lord was coming back when I was at Tennessee Temple many, many moons ago. Okay? 74 now, and I was there when I was 17. Started at Tennessee Temple. But the Lord is coming back soon. And we need to be about our master's business. And I want to encourage you to do it. Christian Radio International covers the world. We use radio, TV, internet, cable, satellite, whatever means are available. They'll come up, the techies will just keep coming up with other ways of doing it. And we want to use that technology to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Matthew 24 and verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When is the end coming? The end is coming when we finish the job that Jesus gave us a few thousand years ago. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We haven't done it yet. But I'm here to happily report to you, we are probably less than 10 years away from that time. It's the greatest time to be alive and serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope you don't just come to a Christian college and graduate and then forget about why you came here. We come to go out and reach the world with the gospel. Amen? That was kind of weak. Let's try that again. We're here to learn how to reach the world for Jesus Christ. Amen? Yeah, that's what we're here for. And Jesus gave us our marching orders. Now, what in the world is going on in the Middle East? Islam. He said, well, I already knew that. Well, you're real smart then. Praise the Lord. But it's the second largest religion in the world. 50 Muslim majority countries, 1.2 billion followers. Now, on that number, that's, I think, a bloated number, and I'll explain to you why as we go through this. The media mouthpiece for Islam is Al Jazeera TV and radio. Anybody ever hear of Al Jazeera? Raise your hands. Okay? Well, that's the enemy. They are speaking out for the lies of Islam and trying to influence people to be followers of Muhammad. Now, I can't see that far away, so I'm going to turn around Muslim scholar and cleric Sheikh Salman al-Ouda from Saudi Arabia said something in 1993 that just shook the Muslim world. You didn't even hear about it. I'm sure most of you never heard it. He said Christian missionaries are sweeping the Islamic world. Now, anybody ever hear of that before? Raise your hand. I'm looking around. Okay? You heard me before. All right. Good. Well, that's what he said. Back in 1993. Some of you can't remember back that far. Okay. In 2001, on Al Jazeera TV, Sheikh Ahmad Al-Qahtani said on Meher Abdullah's program, he said something that was utterly amazing. Listen to this. He said 667 Muslims per hour are converting to Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. You didn't hear it. 667 Muslims per hour are converting to Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's a little bit more like it. Yeah, you say you're talking about numbers. It's all about numbers. Jesus died for the world, and we need to get the gospel to the world. 16,000 a day, 6 million a year, and he said this, we don't know how to stop it. You know what? They never let that man talk on Al Jazeera TV again because of what he was saying. And they started a new lie. 21 years have passed since that's been said. And if we just use the figure of 6 million Muslims a year converting to Christ, which is a very small figure, because several Christian organizations, including Christian Radio International, Christian Media International, and others, weren't even in existence when they made that statement. But in the last 21 years, at least 126 million Muslim converts have come to Jesus Christ. Are you alive? Let me say that again. In the last 21 years, with 6 million Muslims a year, and I think the number is much higher, 126 million Muslim converts, that's 10% of the entire Muslim population in the world. Yeah. One out of every 10 has come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. But they started something after he made that statement. They said, oh my goodness, this is terrible. We should have never put that over the TV and over Al Jazeera and everything else. We shouldn't tell the truth. And by the way, Muslims can lie for their religion, and it's not a sin, according to the religion. So the big lie was started by Al Jazeera TV and radio. And what was the big lie? Here it is. Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. How many of you heard that? Raise your hands. Look at that. Most everybody here has heard that. They repeat it on American TV, liberal TV, all the time. But they would probably repeat it on Fox, too, because that's what they believe. They've been told that. They learn their lessons because they don't read and they don't know what's going on. Now, here's the way it goes. In the United States and Europe, usually one man and one woman, and they have an average of 2 children, okay? But in Islam, you have one man, and he has 4 wives. Yeah. And those ladies, I don't want you to get discouraged. Those Muslim ladies have an average of 2 children per lady. So they're not having any more children. The only fact different is that they can have four wives in Islam. So Islam is growing by what we call conceptions, by having babies, but not conversions. People are not running to Islam and becoming followers of Muhammad. The real truth is, for every, quote, and they're not Christians, but every Christian who converts to Islam, seven Muslims are converting to Jesus Christ. Now, I love numbers when we get those kind of numbers, and that's the truth. The only religion in the world today that is growing is, you must be born again, Christianity. That's it. You belong to the only growing religious group in the world today. But it's the only one that should be growing because it's the truth. Islam is imploding. They are having major problems. And Bible-believing Christianity is exploding. Now, you might say, well, it's not here in the United States. Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, I speak around a lot, and we have great churches, and we have great new churches coming. Yeah, churches are dying. Churches always die. You know, when they quit following the Lord and being interested in winning souls and interested in missions and getting the gospel out, they die. But Bible-believing Christianity is exploding, and especially all over the world. I've been in almost 90 different countries, and we're winning. I've been in almost 90 countries, and we are winning. I want to be a winner. I want to be on the winning side. And I want to hear my Savior say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." So let's talk about Christian radio in the Middle East. And we're going to get real specific. We're going to talk about one country, the country of Iraq, because that's all I'll have time for today. Praise the Lord. That says we have six stations. We have five stations on right now, and one other is pending right now in the country of Iraq. Now, let me tell you the story of this. Go ahead, Barb. We have an internet station, New Testament Baptist Radio, it's called, and praise the Lord for it. This is our pastor that we work with, Pastor Maher Dowood of the New Testament Baptist Church in Baghdad, Iraq. He is a man of God. He's a Daniel. I mean, he stands where many people wouldn't even stand. But he stands for the Word of God and stands for the truth of the Word of God. This is his staff of people that work at the radio station or are married to someone that works at the radio station, New Testament Baptist Radio. This is the top of and the antenna for our radio station in Baghdad, Iraq. And Iraq Christian Radio has, in that city alone, 1 million listeners. 1 million people tune into our station every day, and it's amazing how they respond to the gospel. The second station we built was in the city of Basra, Iraq, in the south, and it's a port city, and praise the Lord for it. The third station we built was in Mosul, which is ancient Nineveh, and has about 5 million people in that area that can listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, in June of 2014, ISIS invaded the city of Mosul. Okay, now that's ancient Nineveh. You've heard of Nineveh, Jonah? Okay, I hope so. Well, when they invaded, when the Muslims invaded, the terrorists invaded, the people fled to Erbil, which is in the Kurdistan part of Iraq. There's a country within a country. The country of Kurdistan is within the country of Iraq. And the Kurds are Muslims. They're not radical Muslims. They're not crazy Muslims in general, but they are Muslims. And so they set up a refugee camp for all these people who had left the big city, and they came to Erbil, Kurdistan, 500,000 of them. And praise the Lord, we've had over 500 of those people saved, trusted Jesus Christ as a Savior, as we set up another New Testament Baptist church with Pastor Zafer in that city. And he's done a fabulous job. Well, going on, we got to move real quickly. In the spring of 2015, ISIS not only had been in northern Iraq, they came down and they were 9 miles away from Baghdad. Now, Baghdad is the capital city where all the leaders of the government are, and they were coming to take Baghdad. And they were having a holy war and trying to take over the country of Iraq. On March 9th, the government leaders announced that they were going to have a national day of prayer. Now, they don't have that. We have that here in the United States, but they never had one before. But they called for a national day of prayer so that God would intervene and stop the crazies from coming into Baghdad and taking over completely the country. They would have got Baghdad. They would have got the country. Well, they had their meeting, and they decided they were going to have a national day of prayer. But who are you going to have lead the national day of prayer? Well, they chose Pastor Meher Dawood of the New Testament Baptist Church in Baghdad, Iraq, to lead the National Day of Prayer. You say, you got to be kidding. No, I'm not kidding. This is New Testament type stuff. This is God stuff. And God just touched their hearts, and so Pastor Meher Dawood was up in front of a group of people that composed all of the government officials and thousands of other people on the National Day of Prayer, and he led in the National Day of Prayer. Now, Pastor Meher Dawood is like a Daniel. I mean, he's just unbelievable. He's fearless. He stood up there, and he was thinking, Brother Bushy, when I pray, who do I pray to? Because the name for God in their language is Allah. And if he said, if I say Allah, they'll misunderstand who I'm really praying to. So he thought about it, and he decided that as he led the National Day of Prayer for God to intervene and stop ISIS in their tracks, he prayed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, so there'd be no mistake. And he heard a big rumble, like you guys just made. And he decided he'd take a peek, because he thought, maybe they're all getting up and they're coming up here and going to kill me for saying that. And he looked out, and this is what he saw. All the government officials standing to their feet at the name above all names, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They stood to their feet in reverence to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Meher thought, I'll not just pray for our country. I'm going to give them the plan of salvation. So he prayed the entire plan of salvation to all these government leaders and all these other people who had assembled for the National Day of Prayer in Baghdad, Iraq. Now, what happened? You know, when you pray, you want to know what happened. Immediately after the National Day of Prayer, something unusual happened. ISIS began to retreat. They were 9 miles from the capital. We don't know why. There never was given an explanation, but they turned back and went north to Nineveh. And they fought in Nineveh, lost in Nineveh, went back into Turkey, and there is no ISIS army anymore. It doesn't exist. See, we serve a living God. And when you read your Bible, it's not fairy tales. It's not hocus pocus. It is really how God works in the lives of men and women and works in nations to change them. So praise the Lord. So Mosul was a mess, but Mosul was now free. No ISIS. We rebuilt the station in Mosul, and we took it up a little bit higher into the Hook. Now, the Hook gave us, instead of 5 million listeners, 10 million listeners. We doubled the outreach. That's why we chose it. We still reached Mosul and all that area. So, I mean, it was just utterly amazing. But God opened the door and gave us 10 million listeners, and along with 10 million listeners, a million of those were Syrian refugees. So we began reaching another people group at that time. Praise the Lord. We built our fourth station in Erbil in Kurdistan. This is where the Kurds are. And pray for them because they are responding to the gospel and coming to Christ. Our fifth station, I'm sure you've heard of this, Al-Hilla. Well, you wouldn't call it Al-Hilla. You call it ancient Babylon. So we have a station that covers the area of ancient Babylon. All right? And it covers the two holiest cities of the Shiite Muslims. Barbara, give me the names. Al-Najaf, Karbala. These are the two holy cities, like Mecca and Medina, for the Muslims in Iraq and Iran. And we are broadcasting over that area 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, getting the gospel out so those people can hear the truth. Praise the Lord for that. Now, since January of 2023, what has happened? Well, a lot has happened. They had 15 new adults baptized that were believers in Baghdad, Iraq. And these are the folks and some of their family with them that got baptized. We had our fourth Muslim imam saved, and he got baptized too, and following the Lord Jesus Christ. We've had two in Iraq, Muslim imams saved, and we've had two in Africa. Monrovia, Liberia has had two there. One is studying for the ministry right now in his third year of Bible college. Well, a few days after we went on, they had the Day of Ashura. It's a holy day. And it's July 28th, 2023. And these two cities in Iraq, the people come out in swarms. And they self-mutilate themselves. They torture themselves for their faith in Islam. It's the craziest thing in the world. Go ahead, Barb. Now, they told us, they called us. They called Pastor Maher. He's sitting here in the forefront. And they asked him to turn off our radio station. It was messing up their holy day, their Day of Ashura. You say, what did you do? We played the radio station. we told them about Jesus. They can have their holy days. And our radio station continued to function. Matter of fact, when the government leaders found out that the Muslims were putting pressure on us to shut our station down in their area, they said, you keep that station on. We licensed it. You're paying to operate it. Keep that station on. So we kept it on. Now here they are. They literally self-mutilate themselves for their faith. And they think this makes them more spiritual and more holy. We currently have five radio stations operating up in the north, Mosul, Erbil, in central part, Baghdad, down below that, El Hilla, and then in the south, Basra. Pray we want to build another one in Ur of the Chaldees. You've heard about that. You've studied about Iraq and Babylon and everything else. So we praise the Lord. God has given us extraordinary freedom. When we put on our station in the capital, it was the first time ever that a totally Muslim country allowed a Christian station to operate in their country. Now, we've had all kinds of miracles like this. We're broadcasting into Africa. And you know our broadcaster? We paid for him to be on an all-Muslim station. There's 100% Muslim programming, except for when our independent Baptist preacher goes on and tells them about Jesus. You say, how do you do these things? We just try. We just try. We say, Lord, we'll try. The Lord blesses our try. Praise the Lord. God wants people saved. He doesn't want them not to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We have extraordinary stories all over the world. We have all kinds of Pentecostal preachers who've become Baptists because they listen to our radio station. Now, when we first come on, they probably spit at us and yell at us and everything. But the wonderful thing is the radio station doesn't know it's being condemned. So we just play and play and play. And we've had numbers of charismatic preachers who, we had one guy, he brought his whole church over. He said, we want to be Baptist. We want to be followers of Jesus Christ. We understand we were not preaching the truth. We just had, boy, what country, Barbara, help me? Argentina. In Argentina, we just put a station on our network that is a Baptist program, a station. It was already in existence. The man didn't have the money because of the economy and what's going on in the world to keep it on the air. We put it back on the air, and it used to reach 50,000. We beefed it up, and it reaches 500,000 people now. And we got it going 24 hours a day, and we got him broadcasting because he's a great guy. He's on our network every day preaching the gospel all over the Spanish world. But along with that, just to throw in a little sweetener, God had a charismatic station in that country pick up our broadcast. They listened to us for a while, and they didn't even ask us. But we give them permission. A charismatic church that had a charismatic radio station is now broadcasting on our network the gospel of Jesus Christ. Look, God wants to do some mighty things through you. And don't make God small, because he's not small. He is a great, great God. And he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. I call it God loves to blow our minds. I don't do it with drugs. I do it with God. And God really is awesome. in what he does. CRI is now broadcasting into 137 countries. We have broadcast to 4.5 billion people. Some come on, some go off. All the time we're having changes, but praise the Lord for what he's doing. Look it. God wants you to be used more than you want to be used. I'm getting to be an old man, getting a little feeble. We need some young people to come in and just grab hold of the reins and be a part of it. Some of you can be involved in media. Media is the means to reaching the world with the gospel. And like I said, in the next few years, everybody will have an opportunity to come to Jesus Christ and be saved. Go out and reach your world. Don't settle for second best or third best. I mean, reach the world. It's time. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And the devil, the enemy, is a liar. He'll tell you he's winning and you're losing, but he's a liar. Wherever the gospel goes, the gospel wins. And I had the privilege of meeting Brother Maher. I got to meet one of the Emans that got saved. When I met him, he'd gotten saved 9 months before. And he was in church with his family and just overjoyed to be a Christian. And that is the true story that happens over and over and over again. Would you stand with me? I don't know what God did in your heart this morning, but God needs some volunteers. He needs some people that want to be involved, and he wants some people that want to serve. And I don't know what God's led you or how he's led you. You may have thought that Iraq was a closed country. And how in the world can a missionary go there? Now there are 5 radio stations and another one starting. How can we get the gospel into a place like Iran? Through radio waves, because they may stop a missionary, but they can't stop radio waves. How do we get the gospel around Africa? How do we get the gospel of the Spanish-speaking world? What an amazing tool that radio is. And I thank God for Brother Zaris and for his wife and for their ministry. And they need help. He's not getting younger, and there's a lot more work to do. I wonder if maybe God's touched somebody's heart today to get involved in the ministry of radio. I wonder if somebody's been touched to get involved in the ministry of media. Folks will watch a television program sometimes that won't listen to a soul winner, and they can get saved that way. We also need people to go start churches where those radio stations are. I heard about one radio station in India, and 400 people had called the radio station and gotten saved over the phone after listening to a radio program, and they need a church to go to. It's a big work. What we're involved in is not small. It's a big work. It's also winning, and we need you to be on the winning side.